Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Plenary Call Number 42 on September 6, 2018 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Denise, Eric, Kava, Navid, Norm, Ram, Scott, Carrie-Anne, Zarko, and Russ and Lauren. We have no observers at this time. From ICANN.org, Jennifer, Steve, Nagar, Alice, and Brenda. And we have apologies from Boban, Alan, Mr. Matagoro, and KC. And I'd like to remind you all today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Thank you. So let's start by hearing from staff about the arrangements for Barcelona.
Thanks, Seth. It's Jennifer here. Hi, everybody. So the meeting requests for the Sunday the 21st and the Wednesday the 24th of October are with the meetings team. Both days, we will have room for the review team to meet with a few caveats, which I will go over in just a minute, but I wanted to start with the fact that you should be receiving emails from the travel team within the next few days with the approved travel dates, and please go ahead and start making your bookings as soon as you are able to do so. And as usual, just drop us a line if you're not able to attend in person or if you plan to attend remotely. So with that said, on the Sunday, at the moment, the only room that's available is a self-service room, which means it has a Polycom phone only. There's no tech equipment, push-to-talk mics, or the tech support that you would be used to usually at an ICANN meeting. However, we are still trying to find a regular room for you all to meet in. It might be that we have to do two separate rooms, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Regardless, MSSI support staff will be there, and we'll continue to work to try and find the regular session room. On the Wednesday, the good news is that there are regular session rooms available with all the tech support that you would be used to. At the moment, the room is not guaranteed. I will emphasize that. However, the meetings team are aware of the importance of this request, and as the SOs and ECs are since the email that went out yesterday from Russ on behalf of the team. So with that said, I'll pause for a minute for any questions, and then I want to move on to the next item, which is the engagement session. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Great. Well, thank you. The second agenda item under this Barcelona meeting section is the engagement session. So we will need to put in a request this week if the review team wishes to have an engagement session at Barcelona. And what that usually would be is a 60-minute session where the review team would present to the community your, the status, and then obviously have an opportunity for the community to ask questions or share thoughts or feedback with the review team. So I'm sure you're all used to this in some shape or form with your past experiences. So I just wanted to highlight that we would need to get that request in this week if you wish to do so. So I'll pass it over to Russ. Perhaps you can facilitate that discussion. Thanks.
Sure. So given that we've just gotten started and we just sent the community a blog saying that, I'm not sure what else we would tell them other than what is in the blog at this point, but I'm kind of thinking that we ought to give the community an opportunity to talk to us. What do others think?
Russ, this is Denise.
Go ahead, and I see some people are typing in the chat room as well. Go ahead, Denise.
I think it would be appropriate to have a limited opportunity for sort of general engagement with the community. And that could take the form of a separate one-hour event, or we could consider adding an sort of open mic community engagement element to the end of one of our scheduled meetings.
So I think your suggestion is that we would carve out a piece of the Wednesday to do community engagement, so that and then just announce that on the agenda, so that at that point we would present our status where we are, and then offer time for the community to talk to us. Is that correct?
That's one option, and the other option is having a freestanding, separate engagement event. Staff often puts you in a big ballroom up on a dais, but that's you're laughing, but it's true. I'm just noting there's a couple different ways we could go about this, but in general, I think since we'll be there, it would be a good idea to have something discreet in case there are people who would like to have discussions or provide verbal input. Thanks.
Okay, I see that Kaveh has typed that he agrees that we ought to have an engagement session.
Russ, this is Scott, if I can have my hand up.
Sure. I didn't see any hands up in the on the screen, so go ahead, Scott.
No worries. I'm in the middle of commuting right now, so I'm switching between this on my Adobe Connect and my phone on the phone here. So I agree with Denise. However, I think we should have at least our work streams down and announced, or as at least a draft for comment.
So I hope that we are pretty far along in what was laid out last week in terms of we are starting with the SSR 1 point, and then we're going to revisit the prioritization of the others once the SSR 1 part's done. But if there's no pressing need, we'll take them in the order of the ICANN SSR, DNS SSR, and future challenges. So hopefully we'll be further along in doing that work after the calls between now and Barcelona, and then having done a full day on the Sunday, so that we'll be able to lay that out and then say where we are in it. Okay, so I'm not hearing anyone speak against doing an engagement.
I have my hand up, Russ.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, Eric. Just a point of maybe clarification. I'm not sure if I'm reading exactly what Scott was saying, but just in case there's a misunderstanding, I think one of the things that's come up is the seats, the other review team reports that we were going to take a look at and potentially mux in. I think there was some discussion that depending on what we hear about those reports or finding them based on the potential overlap, it may cause us to reconsider some of our work. So, Scott, don't let me put words in your mouth, but I guess I do recall there was some consternation about does that change some of the work items that we have in front of us. So maybe we just need to be cognizant of that.
You're talking about the CCT and the Who Is Two.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that if I understand the schedule right, we will have seen the CCT report next week. and so then we can assess its impact. But it's not clear when before Barcelona we'll see the other one.
So yeah, that's cool. Just one suggestion I think I floated before, but just as submitted for the team in Europe, your consideration was, there is the webinar that, people may or may not be able to make. And of course, when you ask people to read things, you get sort of varied results in how many people actually do it, but a briefing sometimes goes a long way, or even just maybe a discussion point on a plenary call when we all are sort of focused up. It's just one way to say, we've presented this to you. It's sort of like having a lecture. It's like, you can skip the lecture, but then that's really on you. I wonder if we want to consider making it an agenda item to say, somebody who's done the review of it or someone who attended the webinar, here's what, we heard, and hopefully everyone has had it, but like, I'm going to have a partial conflict with the webinars, so I'll have to catch up on them and stuff. So just the thought of like, if we really want to make, like, I know it's going to extra efforts, but as far as like making sure people on the team are aware of what's in those reports, we may just, hey, everyone do your homework, and then we'll revisit on the plenary call, either briefly or in like raw detail, and just be sure it doesn't adjust our FOV or our work plan. That would just be a suggestion for me.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. And I think we'd take them each in turn, hopefully the CCT one sooner, and then the other one after both of the webinars has happened, so that as many people who are able to attend a webinar have done so. Okay, I see Carrie typing that she agrees.
Okay, this is Lauren.
Go ahead. Hi, Lauren.
Thank you. Just as a quick comment, I think it is really important, and we should really try to push for, having as much engagement at the meeting as possible. Due to the long pause and everything, I think we should really try to go to the community, try to get as much kind of interaction with them as possible, even if it kind of slightly impacts on how much work we can get done, just so they still, they remember who we are, what we're doing, and to kind of reestablish that.
Okay. So, Jennifer, I think the summary of that is that, yes, we want to do engagement, and we are willing to carve out a piece of the Wednesday to do it in the room you've already requested, or you can go ahead and schedule another place. Hopefully it'll be between the Sunday and the Wednesday, not making the trip longer for anyone. My understanding is most of the engagements are usually on Tuesday when you get the ballroom model. Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay. Okay, so Norm agrees, I think, as he just put in the chat room. All right. All right, I'm going to pass this over to Denise. I hope we can finalize the comms outreach plan. We've been talking about it on the mail list. Denise, you want to take us through that?
Sure. We actually don't have a synthesized communication plan. We talked very briefly about it, but we really haven't gotten too much more details or input on the email list to actually call it a plan. So generally, the review teams, I think, put together a broad sort of overview of their intentions of sort of communication and outreach, stepping off the sort of communication tools that are noted in the and activities that are noted in the terms of reference and scope document. So normally the plan would cover the types of interaction that we're committing to, but also discuss the specific opportunities for engagement with the communities, the different groups that we would interact with, and general timing of our efforts. We have a list of potential groups to engage with outside of ICANN if the substance merits it. And we can also bring that into the communications and outreach plan as well. But at this point, we actually don't have a final draft of the communications and outreach plan. We have the work that was done before the pause, and that's where we sit. If there is anyone else on the team who's interested in helping finish out a draft communication outreach plan to put on the list, I welcome the opportunity to work with them. Carrie Ann. And I think we only need a couple days to put this out on the list. Unless people have other suggestions, comments they'd like to raise right now, what I would propose is that Carrie Ann and I and anyone else on the team who's interested in helping share some, trace some drafts and then put something up on the list for people's consideration early next week. I'm hopeful that this is something that we can fairly straightforward and we can come to an agreement on the list, but if not, we could hold it over for discussion during our next call and welcome people's comments on that idea. Thank you.
That makes sense to me. I think if anyone has a different view or wants to join Denise and Carrie Ann with the drafting, please speak up.
So this is Lauren. I'm happy to lend a hand if necessary. Email me as soon as I'm back from this conference. I'll be more able to help. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Lauren.
So I see Carrie Ann has asked whether we want to consider incorporating the stakeholder mapping that we did in DC into the comms plan. Given that she wanted to help write it, I think we should let
her. Sounds like a good idea. Yeah. Great. Good idea.
Okay. All right. We'll put this back on the agenda for next week, and hopefully we'll all have something we can get behind and post. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is to start working on the SSR1 questions and recommendations. So we had a list of questions that were not yet answered at the time that the pause happened, and so I think we want to go through those first, and I think staff prepared some slides for that. Who's going to take us through those?
Hello, it's Jennifer here. So, correct, there's a number of slides here that contain all the questions that are still outstanding. I'll highlight on the slide that's currently on screen that these are also on the briefing materials page of the wiki. There's quite a few of them. They're kind of organized by the briefing, the clusters, if you will, of how the recommendations were put together. So these, the ones that are on screen just now are the general questions, and then, for example, here's the questions from the CTO briefing. So I don't know how you want to do it. If you want to, I know you were wanting to focus on the first couple of recommendations. I don't know if you want to look at those questions first, or what the best approach would be. We can also give everybody right to score their own slides if that would be helpful. There's just quite a few questions.
Yeah, so I think the thing we want to figure out is when we're going to get answers to the questions so that we don't tackle a recommendation before we have the responses to the questions that are related to that recommendation. Do we have a feel for how long it's? I just heard a bling. Did I drop or did somebody else?
No, you didn't drop.
Okay.
I can answer. I can answer that question.
Hi, Scott. Okay. Go ahead, Jennifer.
So, what I would say is that the approach that we would take to this is pose the questions to the appropriate SMEs within the organization and then ask them to give us a reasonable date to when they think they'll be able to answer the questions, because MSSI can't provide that information. I'm not sure how long it's going to take them to answer some of these questions, but that's how we would do it, and then we would come back and make sure that the team is up to date with those. And when I say, reasonable time, I think the SMEs also understand that this is a priority for the review team. So, we would make sure that to get answers back to you as soon as possible.
Okay, I see hands from Naveed and Carrie Ann. Naveed first.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay. So before we start discussion on this SFR1, I see all these slides with the questions and the recommendations, which I saw before as well. But what I remember was there was a discussion that these questions, I don't know at what stage these questions were asked to the ICANN. It was prior to pause, or this is something new. This I'm still not sure. But one of the comments or what I understood was that the SSR1 as per ICANN staff was that all recommendations were implemented. So do we have proof in terms of answers to those questions in that term, or it's just a verbal communication between ICANN staff and the review team about what was implemented and what was not, and these questions were basically formalized at a later stage. So in order to understand this, I want an answer to this thing. Thank you.
So Carrie Ann, then Denise.
Okay. It's a similar observation from Naveed, because what has there are two things I wanted us to focus on a little bit. One, the recommendations that do have that are on the slides that we've highlighted are things, I don't know if someone could clarify, are things that we're not satisfied with done, which is why we're asking the questions, or are these key recommendations that we think require an answer? And similar to Naveed, I'm not sure the approach we're taking on the SSR1 report slides that are on the wiki page. They do reference things that they believe were done based on how the recommendations were written. I don't know if Steve could help us a little bit, because I don't know if our assessment will be looking at those documents that have been posted to say yes, no, they're not good. They did answer the recommendation and they've met the recommendation. Or are we asking additional questions outside of what the SSR1 team had recommended, like as an additional layer of their recommendation by asking additional questions? The slides that they do have for the SSR1 review, ICANN had flag things that they think they've done. So, for example, with publishing a single and clear, consistent statement of their remit, they have on it what they think they've done then. So I'm not sure if our questionnaire is now an additional layer, because we're asking since the version developed in 2012, SSR1 answer would have been based on the SSR1 recommendation. So it would be, I guess, a late date. It wouldn't be something that's current. Other than a recommendation, ask for them to make it current every single year. So I'm just trying to see how we're doing our probe to confirm whether or not the recommendations were done, because I'm not too clear on our approach. I don't know if I'm clear. Haven't had good coffee yet, so let me know if I'm not clear, and I'll try and clarify.
So Denise, you're next.
Sorry, I'm mute. Would Steve or someone like to address Carrie Ann's question first, or?
Did anyone else have any additional?
Yep. Okay.
Sorry, I got the dog this morning. I heard Carrie Ann's question. I think there's validity to it. I don't know if I'm the only person to work on this, so I think it is a takeaway for staff. And I think we can look at it, and it kind of goes hand in hand with the when to get an answer, when everyone's expecting an answer off these questions too. So I'm happy to take a look at it, happy to work with the staff, because, as I said, it's not all Okta SSR items. There's a good portion of it. I'm not passing the buck on that, but want to take a holistic look on that and make sure we grab all the questions, all the answers, and then talk them through strategically and make sure you get all the answers that you need.
So my understanding, Steve, is that these questions were asked as part of the did the actions taken have the desired effect, which we are supposed to answer as part of our review. Okay. So Denise and then Nagar.
Sure. And Nagar, was this related to the, are you answering Carrie Ann's question as well, or should I go?
Yeah, actually, Denise, I just wanted to elaborate, sort of build up on what Steve had pointed out, because the recommendations go across multiple departments, so obviously we'll have more SMEs involved than just Steve and Okta to look at it. So in regard to Carrie Ann's comment, part of the reference to what has been done since the recommendations were implemented a few years ago falls into what Ross just stated, which is, has the recommendation had the intended effect, if it is still indeed relevant, and to see what has been done since then. And part of the answer to what has been done since then seems to me to be part of the research and investigation that the review team is going to be conducting into the subject matters that they have elected for the review. And with that, Denise, back to you.
Thank you. I guess circling back to what Naveed mentioned as well, Carrie Ann, the table that the staff created earlier in the review team's work with the intention of tracking who made the request, the date of the request, the anticipated completion date, and any relevant notes and the actual answer to the question. And this is a table I've shared on the list, and the completion date would help put the question in context, and it would also help the review team members have all of the questions and answers in one place. I'm pretty well versed in finding things on ICANN.org and on the wiki, and even I'm having trouble putting everything together. I understand staff grouping things according to what
meeting the question was asked in, but some of the questions asked in a meeting that was under the umbrella of subgroup two is directly relevant to our due diligence and our consideration of assessment of SSR1 implementation. So taking all the questions from the different parts of the wiki and Google Docs and putting them in the table that you already created and having all the questions there, you know, identifying the topic would really make it much more useful for team members and enable us to quickly find the answers, consider it, ask any follow-up questions we may have, and would also enable us to track when we would expect to get an answer so we could also calibrate our work. I think it's pretty important. I think if I'm having trouble finding all of the questions and answers and related material, many team members are as well. Thanks.
So can staff take that action? Do you understand
Yes.
what's being asked?
We can take that action. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. And you're going to do the best to figure out when we can get answers to each of these.
That's correct.
Okay. So I think with that behind us, we are able to turn to the recommendations and at least get started, maybe on one or two in terms of a understanding where we are. In preparation for this, I asked people to take a look at the first five just to make sure that we had some enough read and digested to be able to go through this. We have outstanding questions on one, but I'm kind of hoping that we have enough information to determine whether we are able to determine whether this was met and whether it is still something that's relevant today, and then what we need to do to answer whether the intended effect has occurred. So, Denise? You have your hand up?
Oh, actually, it was an old hand, but I always have questions. If you'd like me to start the question. no, I'll take my hand down, and I'll put the question in Adobe and let Eric take this.
Okay. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Russ. Yeah, actually, my hand is from before, but this question still lingers. So, you know, I think we saw a bunch of those sort of general questions from a couple slides ago, and we're looking at the recommendations now. I just wanted to say something I think is congruent with what Naveed put into the chat room, which was we've done a bit of the review before, you know, and the questions I guess I thought we were asking were, what were those outstanding questions that, you know, we didn't get resolution from? And I guess, you know, from my perspective, kind of the implication of that, if that was what we were actually asking, is, you know, maybe we should make sure that any review that we've done of SSR1 where we have gone through questions and we have made sort of like an assessment, that, I mean, we should just decide, are we going to start that over again, or are we going to pick up where we left off? I guess, you know, to just sort of summarize my perspective, and it might have just been, you know, I might have imputed this as to what we were actually asking, so it might be my bad, was what were the things we still didn't know, like we were still waiting for answers on? And that was sort of like, mean, you know, we had asked these questions before, so to Naveed's question, you know, we did do sort of an interactive back and forth with various people on staff at ICANN doing a review of what recommendations have been implemented, what the status was, how they've been implemented, et cetera. So we should probably just decide, are we going to pick up where we left off? Are we going to re-review that? or we can start from scratch, et cetera, because the questions I saw a second ago looked to me a lot like where we started at the very beginning, but not what was outstanding. But then again, that could just be my mistake.
Thank you, Eric. My understanding was that the list we saw was the questions that had not yet been answered. If that's not correct, Jennifer, please clarify.
No, that's correct. The questions are the ones that have not been answered.
So I don't think we're starting over, Eric. I think what we're trying to do is get the whole review team up to the same speed that the people who did the work were at, so that we can determine whether we have consensus on whether the intended result has occurred in the implementation of the recommendation, or whether it's, you know, become irrelevant due to things that have happened since SSR1. Okay. So do people feel they need the answer to the questions related to recommendation one to even make a judgment as to whether the this first recommendation is has been tackled and adequately? I see hands from Naveed and Carrie Ann. Naveed first.
Yeah, Naveed here. I see this from as a two-dimensional thing. One could be like the original response or the action that I can or might have taken as a result of these recommendations as they arrive since 2013 up till now. So this may be like what if we provide these recommendations to ICANN org, only these recommendations, what would be their response? So that could be tabularized in a table, for example. And the second is, what is their response in as a result of the questions that are with each of these recommendations as made by the review team, because these questions can be changed, updated, modified, and this is more related to the understanding of the review team as they see the recommendation or as they interpret the recommendation. So there might be two dimensions of the this. So I just want to have the team members' feedback on but they also see it from the same perspective, or these two are the same thing that we're talking about. So are we talking about one single table or two different instances? The answer to the first one, like the ICANN response to the recommendation, original recommendations as they interpret, might already be there. That's why I'm asking that.
So I don't see this as two separate tables, so I don't understand where you're going, because what I think our job is to say what was done to implement the recommendation, very short statement of what that was, and then we have to decide if that is still relevant, and if so, then we have to assess whether we had had the intended effect, and if the answer to that question is yes, we simply state that it had the intended effect. And if it did not, then we have to decide whether this is something that we want to write a recommendation to in our own report to say, this was a previous recommendation, you didn't quite get all the way, and we recommend you finish it. Anyway, that's how I see it. And I see Carrie Ann and Eric. Go ahead.
Hi. Just to address the question first, and then I'll say the comments I had. I agree with Russ, Naveed. It's really, because right now when I'm in the meeting, I have both sheets up. I have the slides from SSR1 recommendations and the questions from the Adobe chat up. And I think one of the things that we're actually evaluating is if you look at the reading of the report itself, not just the line of the recommendation from the SSR1 report, the logic as to why they recommended ICANN to publish a single, clear, consistent statement of SSR remit is to see what ill that was trying to address. And the questions we have in the table on the Adobe chat room is to address that ill. Okay, you've published it in 2012, but since then the idea was for you as ICANN to have this consistent statement. If it has been updated, ensure that it's publicly available, ensure that persons can see it. And that's why in the 1.2 questions that's asked in the table, it's now saying, based on the definitions we published before, since then, have you kept it updated and ensured that it's in the document? Because the ill they were trying to address with recommendation one was that when you looked at ICANN's documents or on your website, you couldn't see what the SSR remit was. So the recommendation back then was to ensure that going forward, not just a one-off, you've done it in 2013, and it was done, is to make sure that that behavior was corrected. So I don't know if that addresses your concern. So the idea is to look at both things as complementary, not necessarily as separate exercises, but is to fix what ill was the recommendation trying to correct. And we're now looking to see, okay, you've implemented it, but what? Have your behavior changed? The original question where I had my hand up was, Ross, how are we documenting this discussion to ensure that it could begin to feed back into the report? Just based on Eric's comments, there would have been some research done, so there should be some notes from the original team that reviewed some of the SSR recommendations, because as we're signing off on each recommendation to tick yes, we're satisfied or not satisfied, and we have further recommendations. I'm just wondering who is recording this plenary discussion, not just the notes from staff, but actually saying the team agrees that recommendations were met, subject to the answers of the questions in the table, and we now recommend this. I'm just trying to see how are we consolidating the comments for the purpose of writing the report, given that we're trying to just push through and ensure that we get things done now.
Is that clear? Yes. My thoughts on that were if, as we addressed the discussion for each of these, we would ask a person to take the pen to write down the consensus we had reached so that it's not all the writing would fall to the same person. That was my thought. I'm open to any other thoughts, but I still see a hand from Eric.
Yeah, thanks, Russ. So if I'm confused on this one, then that's totally fine. So feel free to help me understand. But I guess I heard some of the things that Naveed was asking, and I heard some of your responses, Russ, and I heard some of the comments from Carrie Ann, and it left me feeling a little confused, even though I was kind of there for a lot of this. So I totally leave it open the possibility I'm off. But I guess I thought I heard Naveed suggest that we have some kind of tabular representation of per recommendation, a number of elements about it, including what you were talking about, Russ, like, you know, we think it was implemented properly or something. That seems like it makes sense to me. So maybe everyone agrees on that and I'm bringing this up and that's Rob. But one of the comments that I do think is worth bringing up is if there is some kind of a, you know, column, either literal or figuratively, about, yes, this was implemented, I don't believe it's sufficient for us as a review team to simply say, yes, it was implemented. I do believe we need to illustrate the logic that we use to assess that it was implemented. And it isn't that I think that should be long, but I think it should be transparent and archival. So I think, you know, when someone looks at our report some number of years down the road, even if it's SSR 3 or later, I'd love for them to know why it is we were satisfied with the recommendations implementation, even if it was just, everyone on the review team agreed that this looked right. Then there's some kind of consensus statement. But if we just say yes,
it's hard for someone down the road to know why we thought it was yes. And this may not seem like a big deal, but just from like archival writing, I think it tends to be really important in the future.
So Eric, I want to respond to part of what you said. I do agree we need to write a short statement of what was done to address each of the recommendations. I think I said that earlier. What I was questioning about Naveed is why we needed two tables, not why we needed a table.
Okay. Yeah, that could, like I said, I'm perfectly willing to believe that I was confused. Nevertheless, I do think that saying...
One of us is. I'm not sure which.
No, I'm putting the couching statements there in all honesty. I'm perfectly willing to believe I'm confused on this one. But I just do want to sort of underscore that I do think that, that it would be really tempting to just say, like, we put a check mark next to a recommendation because we liked it. But I think we should just remind ourselves at this stage and others that our report is archival. You know, we should expect someone might read it in years into the future. So the more context we give, even around simple checkboxes, like the reason we think it was implemented well is a straw poll, or, you know, here's a methodology, or, you know, they'll probably vary a lot. But I just want to encourage us as a team to just remember as we write that this report's intended to be archival. So, again, I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but I do believe that this is important in archival writing.
Okay, so I see some things in the chat room that are agreeing with you, Eric, that we need to do more than just a checkbox. And Naveed, do you have your hand up?
Yeah, this is Naveed. What I meant is that there might be a perspective of the ICANN.org that needs to be registered as an outcome of those recommendations, which as a team member, as a review team member, we might completely disagree, but we need a record of what they did as, like, in a tabular form, like, this is the recommendation, this is what they did, irrespective of the questions that we actually made or asked, because these questions, what I meant, are may not be as thorough or as per the understanding that they, or the perspective of the ICANN.org. So I don't mind having one single table, but as long as the perspective, even if we disagree, of the ICANN.org is registered properly.
Okay, so I think we're in agreement about the information that needs to be captured, and we were only discussing format. So I see that we're down to 3 minutes left on the call. So what I'm going to suggest is that we move to the action item wrap-up, and that we, now that I think we have a common understanding of the task before us and a better understanding of how we're going to format it, that I think we should take this work, maybe the first one, let's start with SSR1 recommendation one, to the list and see if we can make progress on it, and if not, we'll tackle it on the call next week.
Okay. Sounds good.
Daph, would you take us through the action items and any other business part of this? I guess we don't have time for other business.
Absolutely. It's Jennifer here. So the decision reached that I recorded is the team decided to hold an engagement session with the community at ICANN63. Action items, ICANN.org to plan the engagement session. In the event there's no availability in the schedule, we note that the review team is open to holding the session during the meeting on the Wednesday. Denise and Carrie-Anne, with Maureen's help, to prepare the draft communications and outreach plan for review team consideration and the outreach plan to be rediscussed next week. staff to ensure that all of the questions the review team has asked previously are posted in one table along with answers and expected completion date. Staff to pursue answers to and provide expected completion dates for all of the outstanding SSR1 questions, and the review team to take the SSR1 recommendation 1 to the list for discussion and on the agenda for next week's call if it doesn't get resolved on the list, I think is what I heard. So I'll stop there for any questions or comments. Thanks.
Well, if it's resolved or not on the list, I think we will want to make sure the plenary call we capture what consensus emerged on the list. So it'll be on the agenda either way. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. Thank you. And we'll see you on the list and then on the call next week.
Russ, I had my hand up.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Go ahead, Kaveh.
Oh, sorry. No, I just sent it also on the chat. Very quick AOB, if I may.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's basically from the face-to-face, I remember I had this action item to inform the board that basically the new terms of reference will be sent to the board and SOACs as FYI only. So I just wanted to make sure that was the task, because I know there were some discussions afterwards, but that's what I recorded. So I wanted to, before I act on that, I wanted to check with the team that everyone is fine with that.
So I think they are the TOR that was posted yesterday?
Were
asking. Yes.
Okay, so I would. Okay, thank you very much.
Yep. All right, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Bye.